Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star one, unmute your phone, and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Don Bissinger. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Tamara, and welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining today's webcast, actually the storage talk on Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. I'm the worldwide sales leader for Tivoli Storage Software, and I'd like to spend some time this morning or today to give you an update on Fastback. In particular, I'd like to talk about, give you a review of what Fastback does, but more importantly, I'd like to go through some use cases and also some customer references that we have, talk to you about how customers are using Fastback to solve some of their business problems, and then really talk about some of the things we have coming very soon that are going to increase your sales of Fastback and increase the things that you can do with your customer, especially around TSM integration and other things. So we'll talk about that. On the call with me today, I have six people. I'll introduce them at the end of the call. That they're here to answer any questions you might have, either from sales or from technical. And with that, we'll get started. Before we get going, you should have the presentation in front of you. It's available on PartnerWorld. It's also available internally in IBM on the Media Center. And I believe you should have a link to get to that presentation in your meeting invite. If you don't have the presentation or you need it for this call, then send an email to Danita Morris. Her email is dkmorris, D-K-M-O-R-R-I-S, @us.ibm.com, and she should be able to help you out. With that, let's get started. If we move to slide two, a lot of the things our customers are dealing with today are around business continuity, and that's squarely where TSM Fastback is positioned. Business continuity and the ability to keep your business running depends very highly on data recovery. And critical data in particular is what we're talking about. That exists throughout the enterprise. So any customer that is out there has critical data not just in their data center, but they tend to have data in other locations, in remote offices, and even employees can have critical data that's not being protected in certain ways on servers. So it's important to understand that businesses need to protect this data. And typically, businesses are using data that they can't afford to lose. In particular, you've got lots of businesses that are very, very reliant and dependent upon email, more so now than ever before. And so email has become a critical business application, and that's one of the strengths of Fastback, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Finally, the cost of downtime is escalating. So I'll talk about really what that cost means to your customers and really kind of draw a line between downtime and the cost savings you could have with Fastback. So go to page three, if you will. The question we should be asking our customers is your critical data critical application data adequately protected? In a traditional backup, does backup and protects data once a day. And if a customer were to have an outage late in the day on any particular given day, they would lose an entire day's worth of data because the only thing they could go back to is the previous night's backup. And that there's a lot of data and a lot of transactions that can happen in a single day, whether you're talking about databases or even just email and communications. To lose an entire day's work would be pretty disruptive and costly to most customers. Secondly, if you lost that data, the amount of time it takes to restore it could be prohibitive. You could take perhaps 12 to 18 to 24 hours to recover the data. So not only would you lose data, but you wouldn't be back online with your business until that amount of time, 12, 24 hours after the incident occurred. So the outage tends to be fairly substantial. And the other thing we need to remember is many businesses that we talk to are very focused on backup, but they're not very focused on recovery. And interestingly enough, a lot of our competitors in this space are not focused on recovery. And this really has always been an area for us to really excel. We did it with TSM, Tivoli Storage Manager, and we do it again now with TSM Fastback. It's much harder to focus on recovery and to do recovery very, very quickly, and this is why we need to really point this out to our customers. Going on to chart four, this is just a chart of businesses, different industries, and the amount of or the cost that's associated or the revenue that they produce every hour running these businesses. So you can go down the list and look at these different industries. There's actually the complete list has 25 or 30 industries, but you're only seeing six here, the top six. The point of this chart is to say that if you were down for 30 seconds, your critical applications were down for that period of time, here's how much business impact and how much revenue you could potentially lose. And so you look at these numbers and then you start doing the math on the amount of savings you can get from implementing a good recovery solution, and very quickly it can pay for itself. So it's important to talk about the cost and benefits of putting in very, very good recovery. It's definitely a message that the CIO would be listening to. It's not necessarily something the operations people care about, but definitely the CIO does, the lines of business do, and any application owners absolutely care about the downtime associated with their application. On to chart five, the problem's getting worse. Data continues to grow, new applications continue to be added, and all of these things are working against the IT department and the business and making the problem worse. So the customers' recovery times continue to get longer and longer. It's important to find a smart solution that gives you a comprehensive way of recovering data, and that's what we're proposing to customers. On to chart six, customers really need to consider a number of different things when they talk about recovery, because there's a lot of different types of data that need to be recovered. So whatever solution you choose, you want to make sure that it can do all of these different types of recovery, documents, databases, email objects, images, and be able to recover from whatever kind of outage might have caused the problem. And so Fastback, you know, can be used very effectively to do recovery of all these different types of data types. But when it's combined with TSM, you can offer a real comprehensive end-to-end solution for just about anyone, including large data centers. Going on to chart seven, here are the challenges that customers face, and this is typical for every customer that we've talked to. They're looking for a way to provide continuous availability of data. And very often they have to resort to very expensive high-end solutions and clustering and things like that to do that. They're very expensive solutions. They can't always be put in every location. What we're offering the customer is something that they could use more freely at a lower cost. Waiting for data to be restored, I mentioned that earlier, is a significant problem, because once you've got the outage, not only will you lose the data, but you also have to recover the server. So the end-to-end time can be a problem. You can't restore data that you never backed up. And, again, if you have an outage late in the day and your last backup was last night, that data is gone. So you need a solution that will solve that problem. Very often, you don't have a lot of skilled people outside of the data center. This is a big problem for IT people, and you'll see that when I go through some of the customer references. You'll see a lot of times they've chosen Fastback mainly because it's a simple solution that can be implemented anywhere, and it relieves the worry that they can't recover because they don't have the skill on site to do that. Go on to chart eight, and I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about some of these references. Earlier this year, we held a huge session, customer session, called Pulse. It's an annual session that we hold for Tivoli customers, and we had some wonderful customers come out and present their experiences using Tivoli storage products. In particular, we had three customers present their use of Fastback. And I'd just like to take a moment to talk about these individual use cases and explain how these customers were able to solve their business problems. The first is the United States Department of State. And we had a business partner. Their name is Mantech International. Peter Stark from Mantech came out. They're the ones that actually designed and implemented the Fastback solution for Department of State. And Department of State is very, very highly distributed. You've got over 400 embassies. Right now, Fastback is running in 389 of those 400-plus embassies that are out there worldwide. And you know, they are the definition of mission-critical recovery because it's not uncommon to have had disasters occur at some of these embassies over the past years. So, you know, it's one thing for a business to plan on disasters. It's another thing to really expect that somewhere in the world you're going to have to recover your data due to a disaster because of the experiences you've had. So Fastback provides this mission-critical recovery for Department of State, and they focus on recovering Exchange, Microsoft Exchange, and also the files on the file servers. And Peter Stark went through this nice presentation that really explained how they literally went from hours and days of recovery time to minutes with Fastback. It was a very compelling presentation that he gave. So they're very, very happy with TSM Fastback and the recovery that it provides to them. And as I mentioned earlier, it's very important for these embassies to have the ability to recover without having a lot of IT experience on site at every embassy. So that ease of use that Fastback represents is huge for them. The second example is Tourism Australia. And Tourism Australia runs its business practically through email. They receive and send over 60,000 emails a day. So for them not to have email access is a huge, huge problem. So they like Fastback because of the capability that Microsoft Exchange that it provided around Microsoft Exchange, you know, both from a protection and a recovery perspective. So they don't want to lose emails, but when they do have a problem, they also want to bring back the email server and data fast. What they did, though, is they didn't just stop with TSM. They integrated their solution with they didn't stop with TSM Fastback. They integrated it with Tivoli Storage Manager. And what they did is they consolidated seven different backup products into one, Tivoli Storage Manager with TSM Fastback. They were also able to reduce the amount of disk that they used for backup purposes. They reclaimed 2 terabytes of disk just by implementing TSM and TSM Fastback, and they got near-instant recovery on top of it. So they're very, very happy with Fastback, and the person who gave given that presentation, their technical person from their IT group, gave a wonderful testimonial. Third is a customer in Sweden called Electum. Electum is a customer that does data collections, and they worked with a business partner in Sweden by the name of StoreSafe. We ran a proof of concept last year in the first quarter with Electum, and were very, very successful with the proof of concept. And we ended up deploying Fastback at Electum at 13 different sites all over Europe. Their real need was to do disaster recovery of those 13 sites back to a central location. They had no disaster recovery plan set up before we went in there. So Fastback made it very easy for them to do disaster recovery, and not only just DR of the data, but they DR of the operating system. So we combined Fastback with our Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery and allow an end-to-end type of disaster recovery. They're supporting large SQL databases in those environments. They're also supporting VMware clusters. So this is helping them support VMware as well. So they gave a nice presentation in Pulse And their long-term plans are to include Tivoli Storage Manager with the Fastback that's been deployed, and that's for their long-term storage. So they'll be sending their data to TSM for storage onto tape. So these three customers are just three examples. There are more that exist throughout the U.S. and also worldwide that we have for you in case you need customer examples and references for your sales efforts. Going on to slide 9, this is just a quick review of TSM Fastback and what it is. We announced Fastback version 6.1 in December of this past year, so it's been out now for about 3 or 4 months. And at the time we gave a storage talk and spoke about this particular chart, what we included with Fastback 6.1 was the ability to protect Linux servers. We also included deduplication at the Fastback server, so target-side deduplication. And then lastly, we enhanced our integration with TSM by providing the ability to manage Fastback from the TSM console, the TSM administration console. So those were the major enhancements to Fastback that we announced just this past December. Going on to chart 10, again, talking about some of the use cases, it's important to understand how a customer might use Fastback or TSM before you start talking to the customer about the solution. Because really, Fastback can do a number of really, really good things. And so looking under the key use cases, one of the things Fastback does is it improves the availability of critical servers and applications. And I've mentioned some of the applications here. And actually later in this chart, in this deck, you'll see specific slides on Exchange and SQL Server and databases and email. So you'll actually get some specific data on how to sell into those opportunities. But, you know, otherwise, you need to remember that in the data center, you can combine Fastback with TSM to provide this kind of recoverability. You find it a lot in data centers. TSM is great. Fastback makes it even better when you integrate the two together. Secondly, you can use Fastback for recovery in small and mid-sized businesses. You can either use Fastback alone or you can combine it with TSM. Thirdly, you can use Fastback for consolidation and disaster recovery for remote offices. Again, going back to what Electum did in Sweden, they used it for disaster recovery. Department of State used it for disaster recovery. Lastly, you can use it as an offering for managed service providers. But however you propose TSM Fastback, you should always present Fastback and TSM together as an end-to-end solution, and then figure out which technology needs to be deployed in which area to best suit your customer's needs. So always present Fastback and TSM together as an end-to-end solution. And I have a chart at the end that talks about how to do that as sort of a unified recovery method. Some of the optional capabilities of Fastback, I talked about the bare machine recovery. I hinted at the Microsoft Exchange add-on that we have. It actually lets you do granular recovery of email and attachments and calendars. The customers that have Exchange would typically buy Fastback and Fastback for Exchange for that protection. And then lastly, you can protect desktops and laptops with a product that we have now rebranded as Fastback for Workstations. This was the product that was formerly called CDP for Files, and now we've just kind of moved that name under the Fastback umbrella, and we sell that as Fastback for Workstations. Going on to chart 11, I want to talk a little bit about what's coming very soon. Our next release for Fastback is not scheduled for a while, but we're going to bring out function before that time. So very soon, within hopefully the next few months, we're hoping to bring out support for a couple of very critical things. The first is on this chart 11, which is the ability to replicate deduplicated data over the wide area network. And it sounds on the surface to be just a remote office type of enhancement. But when you look at it, it's actually much, much more. What we're doing is we're fundamentally changing the way we're moving data from Fastback into TSM. We're going to move that data into TSM now through the TSM API. And this is a very important step for Fastback to present to customers that we are getting closer and closer to having these two products operate more tightly together. Our TDPs for database and TDP for mail, which are products that we sell with TSM, use the API to send data into TSM server. What this is for Fastback is similar to the way those products work. It's a step toward the way those products work and allow us to sell Fastback and TSM together much more easily and let our customers use them together more easily. So this is a very, very big announcement for us. And again, that'll be coming up in an update that we do to Fastback, hopefully in the next few months. Going on to chart 12, some of the other things that we'll also be including in that update are support for Microsoft Exchange 2010. This might be one of the biggest questions we're asked is whether or not we support Exchange 2010. And the answer is we will have support for us when this update becomes available. So the second thing is, how about new releases to Windows 2008 server? So 2008 release 2 server will be supported by Fastback, as will the Windows 7 client. So we're expecting that support very shortly. And then lastly, when we released our Linux support in December, the one thing that was absent at the time was Instant Restore for Linux clients. And so we'll be coming out with Instant Restore, as well as dissimilar hardware support for our BMR component for Linux. So look for those in the coming months. You will get an announcement from us internally. It's not going to be a product announcement from IBM because it's not a release, but we'll make sure that everybody is aware of when these announcements and capabilities are available. Let's go on and talk really quickly about deployment scenarios. The next several charts are really charts that talk about some of the ways to use Fastback, and these are very often associated with the data center and using it with TSM. But the first one is not. It's where a lot of customers use Fastback no matter where they deploy it. It's using Fastback with Microsoft Exchange. So I talked quite a bit about Exchange, and I won't go into it anymore. But a large number of Fastback users choose Fastback for this one capability alone. The next chart talks about using Fastback with Microsoft SQL, with DB2, or with Oracle. And in fact, I was present in a presentation yesterday from a business partner of ours by the name of Mainline. And Mainline went around to talk about what they did at a customer of theirs called Keystone. And Keystone had Tivoli Storage Manager, and they built a wonderful TSM solution for Keystone. But Keystone needed really good recoverability for one of their large databases, and Fastback was the answer for them. So they deployed Fastback alongside TSM to give a full solution of recovery for this particular customer. So it was a great story for them. Going on to the next chart is using Fastback with VMware and Hyper-V and virtualized environments. Everybody these days, every customer you talk to is doing some kind of virtualization on servers. And the current solution that we have for customers today for VMware, we have two solutions. One is through TSM. If you need to back up through the vSphere API, TSM is the product you want to use. If the customer, however, wants granular backup, block-level backup of some of these images and the ability to do instant restore of some of these images, then Fastback is something you want to talk to them about. I'll give you a hint that we're actually looking at coming out with some form of additional capabilities around VMware, so stay tuned to this space. Today, Fastback does an excellent job of doing block-level recovery for VMware environments. Going on to the next slide, talks about using Fastback with Lotus Domino. And although we don't have any online or hot backup capability for Domino, we can use Fastback effectively to do things and provide additional recovery capabilities that TSM currently and no other competitor can currently provide. So it's a good thing to mention. And then the last use case I've got is using it with large Windows file servers. This is a real good data center play. You typically will find lots of customers with very large Windows servers, and Fastback can help them there in not only their backup, but also their recovery of data. On to chart 19, I wanted to take just a moment and position two products very closely together. Many of you may have heard about a product called Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, which we introduced late last year to replace some previous products we had that worked with Flash Copy. The reason I want to talk about these two is because they're both Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager and TSM Fastback are both near-instant backup and recovery solutions. These two products do very, very similar things, but are really targeted for different environments to sell into. Flash Copy Manager is really an enterprise solution that is used wherever you might have Flash Copy running on XIV or SVC or a large IBM disk subsystem. So it can really leverage the Flash Copy capabilities of those subsystems effectively and provide excellent application recovery and support. But customers can't run Flash Copy and large disk subsystems everywhere. And when you can't run those types of things, you can propose something like Fastback. Fastback can do many of the things that Flash Copy Manager can do, but not require the large disk subsystems and the cost associated with those. So it's a great way to present Fastback as a recovery solution. Customers get it when you present Fastback as an alternative to Flash Copy Manager, because I think they understand what Flash Copy or copy services is in a data center. So just keep in mind it's a good way to position those two products. On to chart 20. This is the chart I had mentioned earlier about selling an end-to-end solution. If you look at this chart, IBM came up with the term unified recovery management. And what we mean by that is having the ability to recover from a single location all of your data from all of the different sources and sites. If you look at this diagram shows solutions that IBM sells in a lot of different areas of the business. If you look in the data center, you'll see TSM. You'll also see TSM Fastback, server and clients, providing a solution in the data center. As you move to the left, that solution can be extended to remote offices. Fastback can run and do a very nice job in remote offices. You can even run TSM in remote offices with some of the features in TSM 6.2 with our client-side deduplication now. As you move further left, you'll see Fastback for workstations, and that can be used for desktops and laptops that are remote or not always connected to the network. So my point to this is that you should always propose or sell our capabilities as an end-to-end solution. And Fastback, again, should be proposed and included in every TSM sale that we're involved in or opportunity that we're involved in, because it really showcases all of the capabilities that our portfolio can do for the customer. So that's most of the presentation I had for you today. If you go to the last chart, chart 21, here are some links that you can simply click on to get more information about Fastback, including product information and white papers. We have a Wikipedia site that you can get lots of great information on this year. That's fairly new. One thing I did want to mention is that early next month, in the month of May, we plan to have another storage talk. This is going to be a Tivoli webcast that talks specifically about FastBack, but from the technical perspective. And we're going to talk about best practices and all types of use cases that FastBack can be used with, and make some recommendations and also talk about the technology and underlying architecture. So that's going to be a great session for the technical folks. And I have the date of May 5th here, but actually don't write the date down. It may change, but I believe that we plan to do it early in May. So keep an eye out for an email or an announcement around that storage talk around FastBack. That's all I had for material, but at this point what we'd like to do is open up the lines for questions, if you have any questions. Again, we have a panel of six folks on the call here. We've got Terry Berba from our enablement group, Ken Lynch and Mark Lynch from our sales teams, and Dan Thompson and Chris Wong from our technical team. And we'll be most happy to answer any questions you might have. So with that, Tamara, if you would open up the lines, we can take questions.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star then one and record your first and last name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. One moment, sir. Our first question comes from John Kaiser. You may ask your question.
Thank you. Very, very helpful. Could you talk about what the competition is for this, how they sell, where, who they try to sell to, et cetera?
Sure, I'll touch on that. We've got some good information on our competitive website. If you're a business partner, you can certainly get some of that from us at IBM. The competitors in this space are EMC, and EMC sells something called Avamar. Avamar is more of an appliance than it is a software product, but they do things with remote office protection, so they're one of the folks we run into a number of times. I would recommend selling with TSM and TSM Fastback if you run into Avamar or EMC, and we've had a lot of experience running into them. We also find that our Instant Restore is always something that we can hold over their heads as something they don't do. We also do a much better job at bare machine recovery than they do. They have to cobble together a bunch of things typically to do the same type of thing. So that's how we typically go against them. Symantec, which is the market leader for backup and recovery still, Symantec had a product called PureDisk. They've now taken PureDisk. PureDisk's probably the most direct competitor to FastBack, but they've taken PureDisk and they've incorporated PureDisk technology into both their backup exec product and their NetBackup product. So they sell them together, which is why I recommend whenever we sell TSM FastBack, we should also be selling TSM, because that's what our competitors are doing. They very often combine these products together when they sell to customers. So those are the top two. There's a bunch of other niche competitors out there. There's also a competitor. Microsoft has DPM, which they sell specifically for Microsoft environments. You know, the way we position against Microsoft DPM is we basically say, you know, what we do is for the enterprise, and it spans more than just Microsoft applications and more than just Windows platforms. And also the Instant Restore is something we again can hang our hat on. That's the most of them. Terry Berba, do you have any other competitors you might want to mention?
I think probably the only other one that I see fairly consistently around the world would be Commvault.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, again, the Instant Restore is always our lead here, that we can get them back up and running faster than anyone. When you start looking at the cost of laying out a Commvault solution, we can normally be very, very aggressive there. I was working with a business partner out of Dallas, And his particular customer had about $125,000 budgeted for the entire operation. They had, I think it was six different locations they were going to have to do this with. And the Commvault solution came in at about $100,000 per solution because it is an appliance as well as the software. And we were able to go in with Fastback, with our Fastback for Exchange, with the Bear Machine Recovery. The business partner put all of the hardware with it, the disk systems, the servers, all of that in each of the five locations with services, and got it done for, I believe the number was like $110,000 total, where the combo application was going to be closer to $500,000. So I think functionality, the Instant Restore, is always something, but let's look at total cost of ownership. What's it going to take for the installation, the services, the hardware, and the ongoing maintenance of the software? You'll find that the total cost of ownership over a couple of years were significantly more attractive solution than what Commvault can do.
Yeah, and Terry, I might add to that, some of the other competitors I'd forgotten initially, Network Appliance competes with us, but really in the software space. And a lot of customers choose Network Appliance as a hardware solution. They add Snap Manager as a software solution, and that Snap Manager and everything around it is really what competes with Fastback. We can very effectively go in, if the customer hasn't bought off on Network Appliance as a storage solution, we can easily go into that customer and talk about how we can provide Snap Manager-like function without the high cost of the appliance that goes with it. And so we can be effective against Network Appliance there, too. There are also some other more niche competitors like ThinkSort and Acronis. So, again, a number of competitors that play in the backup recovery market. But when you talk about customers who want to purchase from IBM, they're usually talking to IBM for a number of other reasons. And we're definitely going to be around tomorrow for them. So that's another way of raising the bar. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. Are there no further questions at this time?
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for attending. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact any of us. And again, my name is Don Dischinger. I'm more than happy to help you with your sales efforts around Fastback. We have a number of other folks around the world that are specialized sales in both sales and technical sales that are ready to assist you with your sales efforts. So with that, we'll close the call. Thank you again.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.